On my 17th birthday, my physics professor was a Naval Reserve officer, and he was looking for recruits for his unit, the Naval Reserve, and who better to sign up all these 17-year-olds he had in his class. So I was one of the guys that signed up. I got to go to sea twice in the reserve, never having been to boot camp. Just had a good time. Came back to Tucson, kicked around, had quit school, by the way. Finally, I was knocking around, not doing anything, and I convinced my parents the best place for me was in the regular Navy. So in late January of 1948, my father and I went down to the Navy recruiting station and I enlisted in the regular Navy. That was the beginning. Well, I went to boot camp in San Diego, and while I was in boot camp, simply on the basis of the fact that I had that 8 months and 22 days in the reserve, I was the recruit chief petty officer of my boot camp company. I was 17 years old, and there were guys in there 24 and 25, and it was a great experience for me. We had this classification yeoman who brought in the boots, the recruits, sat them down in his chair and says, "Lad, what would you like to do in the Navy?" And I said, "Well, I went to school in the beginning to learn to be an aircraft mechanic." And he said, "Well, lad, let me tell you." He said, "You'd probably do extremely well at that. However, we don't need aircraft mechanics right at the moment. But we do need hospital corpsmen. And now that's a great thing to be. We can make you a hospital corpsman and you'll have 3 hots and a cot every day, clean sheets, in a hospital with beautiful Navy nurses." So I said, "Sign me up." And I was standing in the chow line one morning, and a guy came by and he said, "Hey, Brave Ant, your orders are in." I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "What ship am I going on?" And he said, "Ship hell, you're going to Marines." It took us about 27 days to get to Korea. I guess because of the fact I was a clinical laboratory technician, I was sent to a field hospital, DMED, or back in those days, DogMed. Everything was intense. The hospital was intense. The surgery was intense. Chow hall was intense. And we set up the tents. The surgical tables were stretchers mounted on sawhorses. I gave this to the museum as a demonstration of what the corpsmen in the Second World War, what corpsmen attached to Army, Marine Corps units, it didn't make any difference. This was the field medical equipment that they carried. The casualties, gut wounds, head wounds, sucking chest wounds, you name it, bullet through and through in the muscle, bullet through the leg, through breaking the bone, taking everything with it. And everybody seemed to know their place, their job. Flow was smooth. Unloading them from the ambulance, it was a Marine Master Sergeant, not a Marine Master Sergeant, but Army Master Sergeant, who had been giving a lecture to some of his new replacements, and a mortar round landed right in the middle, and he was the only one alive within that 15-foot circle, and it landed right next to him, and he was brought in, and he had 100 holes, 150 holes in his body. He just shot completely up, still alive, and he was one of the ones that not going to live. And they moved him over to a side by himself with plenty of room on both sides, put a corpsman to watch him. They bandaged him all up, cleaned him all up, got as much of the metal out of him as they could, and he lived for 36 hours. Never heard a word out of him. He could open his eyes. He could, and just, He just wasted away right there. Very early January, very late December, I forget which, I was standing to watch up in the receiving tent. Got a phone call, and the guy wanted to talk to the first sergeant. And as was our wont, we just listened in on all the conversations. And this fellow was the first sergeant with the 1st Korean Marine Corps Liaison Company. And he said, I need two corpsmen. He said, I'm losing two, and I got to have replacements for them because we're going to be doing some moving. So I hung up the phone, got a guy to take over for me, went down to our tent, and this other guy who had been complaining about being bored and not wanting, wanted to get the hell out of there and do something, I said, they just called and they want two volunteers. I says, how about it? And he said, why not? What the hell? So the two of us march up to the first sergeant's tent, and he's just coming out the door. We said, we volunteer. And he said, how the hell did you know? A day later, here comes this Jeep and picks us both up with our gear, and away we go. We go up in the punch bowl. Now, the punch bowl was on the eastern coast of Korea, about 15 miles inland. It had been one of the major Marine Corps objectives. It was an extinct volcano. We go into the punch bowl. We're down inside the crater. The next day, I was taken up to where I would supposedly be for the next month or so. Worked on a rotation basis. You were on the line with the communication section for a while, and then you'd come back down, and you'd be relieved by somebody else. This buddy of mine, Bobby Lee Purdy, was killed on September the 2nd. I didn't get the word until, I guess about the middle of the month. We were at muster one morning, and one of the guys says, you heard the word about Bobby Lee? And I said, no. And he says, well, he got his head blown off. And that really bothered me because we'd buddied around, palled around on the ship coming over. I never saw any active combat anywhere. I've seen the results of it. I have no idea why or how, and why Bob Purdy, why not me? I guess it was about 3 weeks later, the lieutenant came around and said, pack up your gear, we're moving out. We walked off that hill. Now, that hill was high, and we walked off that hill in the dark. We're going down, and as we get down to a flatter area, there's a big line of row of trucks coming up the hill. The Korean Marines were being relieved by the Army. We caught the train at a place called Munsan-e, which is a supply head, caught the train down to Seoul. And from Seoul, we were transported over to Incheon. And in Incheon, we laid in the sand for 3 days while they cleaned us all up, put DDT on us, sprayed us with DDT, gave us clean uniforms, made us look reasonably presentable, took any contraband away from us. Then they took us by lighter. When the tide got high enough for the ship to come in close enough, took us out. Same ship that brought us to Korea took us home. Regular and reserve, I spent the next 13 years with the Marines. I'd do it over again. You give me a chance. Matter of fact, every time I see a recruiter, I ask him, can I sign back up?